Blog Talk Radio.
Lyra, Atlantis, and the Pleiades Connection. We bring you the new and joyous 2023 seating. Stay tuned. Hi, my name is Patricia Villapando, and I am your host for Stargate Earth. Today, we are having the 1-1 initialization, which is a Stargate. What? We just had the 12-12, and then we did a 12-21. Now we're doing a 1-1. Absolutely. January is the first month of the year. January 1st is the Stargate. And that is what we are initializing for the month of January. So take a couple deep breaths and we'll get connected to channel. If you'd like to call in, I will accept your call after channel speaks. Take a deep breath in, feet flat on the ground, exhale. Inhale again for a moment and then release it. Breathing in one more time and release. Greetings, Starflames. We are here today on the 1-1 Stargate, and we bring to you some vital information that you are curious about. So what exactly is the 1-1 activation for your current year of 2023? This is a year of seeding. After speaking with our hosts and getting a look into the astrological system that Earth uses and then researching it on our own, we find that there's quite a huge shift of momentum going on. From our point of view, on the 1-1 Stargate, there's always a new seeding, a seeding for the year. But this seeding is different. This seeding will be the seeding for the next 20, 25 years. And what Earth will be seeding is solidarity, together of collective of individuals for a common good. Earth has recently seen this before, not too long ago. It brought a lot of mixed emotions, mixed thoughts, weighing back and forth quite heavily at that time. The pendulum now picks up again and is starting to swing. The 2023 is also the year of Starflames. Starflames are our star seeds. Our star seeds will be seeding the progress for the next 20 to 25 years. So what does that mean? And what does that go with the solidarity? Star seeds are your older generation, your senior generation, your 60 plus. These are your original star seeds. These are the ones who came to Earth to see the Earth, came down to purposely seed this planet. And they were to seed the planet in air. Even though Earth may think, well, why did starseeds come down so early? Why didn't they come down later when it was time? Because the starseeds are the one who's carrying the seeds. Every generation is a new and evolved generation with its own mission to fulfill. And the ones that are being born now are just being born. They have 20 years before they come in to society. And we say that because the starseed generation were able to leave and go into society at an earlier age than today's generations. So once a sentient being is on its own, they are considered adult and considered adult actions. So the starseeds came in with the responsibility to bear the seeds until it was time to drop them. So our seniors, who are 60 plus now, are going to be seeding for the next 20 years, 20 to 25 years. Earth is already in its air element. Earth will be seeding for the next 20 to 25 years, and it has begun, it has started, and it hasn't ended. It's just beginning. Seeding the new intentions of the solidarity between minorities, women, young people, and cultures. Will be the focus for the next 20 to 25 years. Earth will be bringing her people together. And if you say, well, what about, oh, those are the seniors. Remember, they're the ones who's doing the seeding. Of course, they can't help but be a part of the solidarity movement because they are seeding it. So they are included as well. Starseeds will be active for the next 20 to 25 years. It will be a season of starseeds, pure starseeds. After the starseeds have completed their mission and continue to journey off this planet, go home, the indigos will be called forth to complete their mission. And then after the indigos come the rainbows. This is a very powerful time where generations are now stepping into their missions, which is why there has been so much upheaval and turmoil on Earth lately, because in order to build new, the old must be shook up. And the old will still be shook up and blown away. The new will be in. This will be the new. There'll be no more going, well, when I was a child, no. That doesn't apply anymore. Whatever you grew up with no longer applies. This is the new. This is what's coming in. This is what's going to be happening. So starseeds will be on the forefront. Indigos will be right behind. because the indigos will be opening those seeds to ignite them on Earth for the next new generation. Interesting times. Very interesting times. And with all these, the solidarity movements between all these types of beings comes their point of views, opinions, their outlooks, what they were raised with. Of course, a lot of that will have to be dismissed as well in order to forge and fly with the new. So therefore, starseeds are stepping up their game for the next 20-25 years. Why? Starseeds have spent their life in education, being raised by parents, and then working for society. Yes, they've been dropping seeds here and there. Those were life seeds. These are change seeds. They drop light seeds to help course correct their lives. Now they're dropping these new seeds to seed new, to course correct society to where it needs to go. It's going to be changing from here on out. Every generation had its own set of beliefs and its own set of actions. And due to the choices made from those previous generations, solidarity now has to begin. There can be no more separation of the people. All people must join together. So that's what's happening in the next 20 to 25 years. That's what's being seeded this month. This is what you yourself is seeding. Are you a starseed? You're going to be seeding. Are you an indigo? Prepare yourself. You're still working with your life issues. You're still raising families. You're still working for society, to support society. The senior generation is the elder generation. Those, that is the wisdom generation. And those are the ones that are capable of making decisions for the next generation. Until the next generation comes up behind it and says, hey, it's time to change. We're putting this in. And it repeats. And it repeats. And it repeats. This is nothing new. It's happened times before. It's just new to many of you who's never lived through. Lived through a revolution such as this. It will be, yes, we said it. It will be like a revolution. Will it be easy from what we've seen last time? No. To be a coming together of all people. So, you're activating your new solidarity. You're activating your starseed. Indigos are also being activated to prepare themselves to finish what they need to finish so they can move into this next spot. So while you're making your commitments, your intentions, what you want to do for yourself, and for others in this coming year, good. But remember, somewhere in there, we need you take a step towards this movement. One step. You don't have to like it. But do something that will help you understand to what is coming and why. And at least be understanding. This will take a long time. This change will take a long time to occur. This is nothing overnight. So make that one of your first steps. And we commend each and every one of you for making it through your previous year. It was definitely a year of challenges. There was also a year of where many sentient beings chose to leave this planet. That was a wave of grief amongst the people. Grief was the number one emotion amongst the people in 2023. That was the year of grief. We can honestly say that. And it was a year of challenges. So let's make 2023 a little better. By staying in our center. Staying into ourselves. And being aware that the earth is changing, people are changing, society is changing, and just remain calm and focused. You would like to create this year. We thank you, Star Flames, and we will see you again. Next time. All right, we have a caller. I'm back. Oh, caller left. Okay. Well, you heard it. This is the year of Star Flames. Star Seeds. We're all Star Flames. Let's have a little bit talk. We have some time left. Deja Brew. Deja Brew hasn't been going as well as I expected. I've been missing the times on it, which is really odd when I was